You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are speaking with Mike Davidoff, owner and managing principal at Davidoff & Associates CPAs, a CPA firm in Alexandria, Virginia that provides tax compliance, accounting, and business advisory services to individuals, small businesses, and nonprofits. Mike, a privilege to have you a part of Enterprise Radio.
Great.
So how do you differ from the competition? That'd be my first question.
Well, first of all, we view our client as a unique individual rather than a number. Unlike many of the other companies, especially the bigger ones. We're all different, and we try to find ways to work together productively and to our mutual benefit. Second, a big distinction, we rarely bill by the hour, which seems to be the norm in the industry so far. Instead, we develop flat rates for each unique project, and this requires a careful study of the circumstances and support documents. Third, we are proactive and notify our clients of potential traps, current and upcoming legislation, and potential deductions they can take on their tax returns. We try to create an environment where it is very beneficial for a client to work with us on their overall financial picture rather than on bits and pieces. Finally, I, as a principal, am very accessible. I've heard clients complaining that when they try to reach some of their principals or partners at some other firms, it's almost impossible. You know, it's either the voicemail or the receptionist takes a message and they're never returned. Well, in our case, clients can reach me on the phone very quickly. I return calls and reply to emails, and I do not charge for those calls and emails if they do not exceed 15 minutes of my time. So that's another advantage.
That sounds good. Now, what would be your recommendation to small business owners as far as tax planning is concerned?
Well, I believe the tax planning is the most important exercise as far as the tax compliance is concerned. A tax return preparation essentially is a follow-up to the very good tax planning. So my recommendation is always make the tax planning your priority. It is too late to do anything when you bring your papers to your tax preparer in late winter or early spring of the following year for the tax return preparation. You should plan at least a year ahead, sometimes for a longer term. Think about your current tax deductions and ask yourself whether you're satisfied with them or not. Has your tax preparer told you about every single way to take advantage of the tax code and deliver the maximum deduction, all within the law? Would you like to revisit some of the approaches you have utilized over the years? If the answer to this question is yes, you should see your tax preparer and ask that tax planning be done. In a tax planning, you will be presented with scenarios, and you can play with numbers to see how it would affect your bottom line, tax brackets, and opportunity for deductions and credits. Don't forget about retirement plans, as they are a large part of any tax planning and can easily be one of your largest deductions. There may be some personal expenses that, when properly planned, can be shared with your business, such as use of your car, travel, and home office, among others. Davidoff & Associates recommends that all business owners go through at least one tax planning session a year, and that's what we try to do with our clients.
In working with clients, what are you most passionate about?
Well, the reason why I'm in this business is because I'm passionate about this business in general. You know, I'm passionate about working with numbers, and I'm very passionate about working with people. That's why I decided to start that business. Specifically, though, I'm very passionate about saving people money and making their lives easier. We interview each client thoroughly to find any legitimate deduction opportunities. We also review their business processes and then recommend changes. Most of the time, it is through the use of technology, as it drastically cuts the time needed to execute a task that used to be done manually. A lot of business owners, I'm still, you know, we are in the 21st century now, but I'm still meeting a lot of the business owners who are used to manual processes from 10, 15, 20 years ago. And I'm trying to re-educate them to start using more technology to save time and use this time productively to focus on what they do the best. In addition, I'm also passionate about establishing long-term relationships with my clients, learning about their lives and how we can fit in with our advice. Most clients appreciate this approach and see benefits in working with us rather than somebody who's only transaction-oriented.
Today we are joined by Mike Davidoff, owner and managing principal at Davidoff and Associates CPAs, a CPA firm in Alexandria, Virginia, that provides tax compliance, accounting, and business advisory services to individuals, small businesses, and nonprofits here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Mike, how does your practice impact lives of clients and the local community?
Well, because every single business is located in some community, whether it's a large metropolitan area or a small rural area. We work with people. We see clients on a daily basis. We try to make a lasting impact on this community. So as far as we are concerned, what I think is the most important, we save people real money. We're not just transaction-oriented. We make it our principle to help people reduce the tax burden in a legal way. When a client pays us, they do not just spend money to get the service. Often, they spend money to save more money or to get more money back in the end. Essentially, they see a high return on investment if they listen to our advice. As far as the local community, aside from the fact that we're making local population happier with the tax return results, we help different causes. From time to time, we sponsor various events and donate money to worthy causes. We believe we have to give back to the community where we first started out. So we, to give you an example, we've in the past we sponsored the Shredathon here in Alexandria. We also are sponsoring four events this year, and we're going to sponsor even more events next year, all in the local community.
Phenomenal. And how did you first come up with an idea to start your own business? Where did that come from?
Well, since my childhood, I've always wanted to eventually start my own business, and I just waited for the right time to do so. So this right time came when I actually was working for another firm back in the 90s, and I was tasked with selecting a CPA firm because that firm essentially was in the process of changing from one accountant to another. So end of 90s, I was involved in a CPA firm selection at my employer at the time. And following my employer's unique requirements and my own approach, I interviewed seven firms of different sizes using a 20-criterion decision matrix that I developed specifically for this purpose. While the winner was selected, I made several important observations that led me to the thought of starting my own accounting firm that would make the client satisfaction a top priority. The blueprint for such a firm was created in 2001, and in 2003 the firm was launched. So as a matter of fact, this August we are celebrating the 10th anniversary of official launching of the firm.
Very well done. How about that? Now, if you would, tell our listeners where they can connect with you online and also get more information about your firm.
Yes, we are available, so the listeners can connect with us by going to www.davidoffcpa.com. Also, they can follow us on Twitter. We are found, our handle is DavidoffCPA. And also, we are on Facebook, so it's Davidoff and Associates on Facebook, so you can easily find us there, or you can go to our homepage and click on the Facebook icon. So we are happy to give you recommendations, to give you advice, and to answer your questions.
You can't beat that. And in conclusion, what tax tip or advice would you like to leave the listener?
Well, I noticed that people rarely think about their children and spouse as far as the tax planning is concerned. For some reason, they believe, well, because they're family, they do not have to be involved in that process, but they actually could save you some money. For example, if you pay a minor child up to $6,000 from your business profits for helping you with business tasks, that amount is not taxed the same as the ordinary income. Also, if you hire your spouse, then as his or her employer, you can pay for the health care of their family, means your family essentially, and deduct those payments. Again, when I've talked to my clients and tell them about this little tip, they're mostly surprised that they did not know about it before. Nobody told them. And that's right on the surface. It's just the way the tax code works. And I highly recommend this, especially if you have kids and spouse, obviously. That's a strategy right there, and it does not cost you anything.
See, that's the reason why we should be in contact with Mike. We've been speaking with Mike Davidoff, owner and managing principal at Davidoff & Associates CPAs, a CPA firm in Alexandria, Virginia, that provides tax compliance, accounting, and business advisory services to individuals, small businesses, and nonprofits. And once again, the website of reference is DavidoffCPA.com. Mike, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Well, you're most welcome, and thank you very much for talking to me.
You are most welcome, and come back anytime. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.